Chapter 4. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
Well, what a remarkable story. We read that Jesus had to go through Samaria. Most Jews would have given the Samaritans a wide berth, but Jesus had to meet with this lady. And here was this lady, a loose-living Samaritan woman, and yet Jesus spends time. There's a must about Jesus meeting this woman. Friend, there's a must about Jesus meeting with you. And he offers her a gift, and that gift is living water. The woman couldn't understand, but Jesus was talking about spiritual life. The water of life himself would quench her thirsty soul, cleanse her from the dirt of her sin, which would sustain her spiritual life. Jesus knew all about her past. Friend, Jesus knows all about you and me, and yet he offers us that living water himself to come in and change our life completely. Well, this woman left her water pot and ran back to the townspeople and shared with them this good news. Friend, are you willing to leave the mundane, the water pot as it were, and just know that joy of sin forgiven, of peace with God? She couldn't help telling others, "Come meet a man who told me everything that I've ever done, and yet loves me, and yet forgives me."